6-minute x-ray, rapid behavior profiling. Introduction, the power of rapid behavior profiling. Welcome to 6-minute x-ray, where I'll teach you the most powerful people reading system in the world. I'm Chase Hughes, and I've spent years developing this groundbreaking technique for rapid behavior profiling. In the next few minutes, I'm going to show you how to see beyond the masks people wear and gain deep insights into their hidden fears, insecurities, and motivations. Imagine being able to understand someone better than their closest friends and family in just 6 minutes. It might sound impossible, but I assure you, it's not only possible, it's a skill you can master. Throughout my career in military intelligence and behavior analysis, I've honed these techniques to near perfection. Now, I'm sharing them with you. Part 1, the foundations of behavior profiling. Let's start with the fundamental laws that govern human behavior. First, understand that everyone is suffering and insecure in some way. We all carry emotional baggage, whether we show it or not. Second, everyone wears a mask to hide their true selves. Third, we all pretend not to wear these masks. And finally, our behaviors are largely shaped by our childhood experiences of suffering and reward. To truly see people, we need to look through 4 lenses. 1. People are broken. Everyone has flaws and vulnerabilities. 2. People are different. Each person has unique experiences and perspectives. 3. People are facts. Observe their behaviors objectively. 4. People are reasons. There's always a reason behind their actions. By understanding these principles, you'll be better equipped to read people accurately and compassionately. Part 2, the behavioral table of elements. Just as chemists use the periodic table to understand matter, we can use what I call the behavioral table of elements to decode human behavior. This system breaks down complex human interactions into observable, measurable components. Let's take eye movement as an example. Did you know that increased blink rate often indicates stress or discomfort? Or that the direction of a person's gaze can reveal whether they're recalling a memory or constructing a lie? These subtle cues are like breadcrumbs, leading us to a deeper understanding of a person's internal state. Another crucial element is what I call gestural hemispheric tendency. This refers to which side of the body a person tends to gesture with. Right side gestures often indicate confidence and openness, while left side gestures can suggest hesitation or deception. By learning to recognize and interpret these elements, you'll start to see patterns emerge in people's behavior that were previously invisible to you. Part 3, reading microexpressions and body language. Now, let's dive into the fascinating world of microexpressions. These are brief, involuntary facial expressions that reveal our true emotions, often lasting for just a fraction of a second. With practice, you can learn to spot and interpret these fleeting signs. For instance, a quick lip compression might indicate that someone is holding back an opinion or emotion. A subtle eyebrow flash can signal recognition or interest. Even the speed at which someone's eyes move, what I call shutter speed, can provide valuable information about their emotional state and cognitive processing. Body language is equally important. Pay attention to how someone positions their body in relation to you and others. Are they leaning in, showing engagement, or are they creating barriers with their arms or objects? These nonverbal cues speak volumes about a person's comfort level and intentions. Remember, the key is to observe these behaviors in clusters. One isolated gesture doesn't tell the whole story, but when you start to see patterns emerge, you can make more accurate assessments. Part 4, decoding speech patterns and language. It's not just about what people say, but how they say it. Speech patterns and language choices can reveal a wealth of information about a person's background, education, emotional state, and even their honesty. Listen for filler words like or An increase in these can indicate stress or deception. Pay attention to the pace and rhythm of speech. Sudden changes can signal emotional shifts or areas of discomfort. Word choice is equally telling. People often reveal their primary sensory mode through their language. Visual thinkers might say, "I see what you mean," while auditory processors might say, "That sounds right to me." By matching your language to theirs, you can build rapport more quickly and effectively. Also, be aware of qualifiers and softeners in speech. Phrases like sort of or kind of can indicate uncertainty or an attempt to downplay the importance of a statement. On the other hand, absolute terms like always or never might suggest rigid thinking or exaggeration. Part 5, putting it all together, the 6-minute profile. Now that we've covered the individual components, let's talk about how to put them all together to create a comprehensive profile in just 6 minutes. The key is to approach each interaction with a structured mindset, systematically observing and analyzing the behavioral elements we've discussed. In the first minute, focus on overall body language and positioning. How does the person carry themselves? Are they open or closed off? In the second minute, zero in on facial expressions and microexpressions. Watch for those subtle cues we talked about earlier. Minutes 3 and 4 are all about speech patterns and content. Listen not just to what they're saying, but how they're saying it. In the 5th minute, start looking for consistencies or inconsistencies between verbal and nonverbal communication. Do their words match their body language? In the final minute, step back and look at the big picture. What patterns have emerged? What does all this information tell you about the person's emotional state, their motivations, and their potential fears or insecurities? Remember, this isn't about making judgments. It's about understanding. The goal is to see people as they truly are, beyond the masks they wear. Conclusion: the ethical use of behavior profiling. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize the importance of using these skills ethically. With great power comes great responsibility. The ability to read people so quickly and accurately is a powerful tool, and it must be used with care and respect. Use these skills to build better relationships, to communicate more effectively, and to understand others more deeply. Don't use them to manipulate or exploit. Remember, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. This system isn't about gaining an advantage over others. It's about fostering genuine connections and understanding. Practice these techniques regularly, and soon you'll find yourself naturally picking up on subtle cues and patterns in every interaction. But always approach each person with empathy and an open mind. After all, the goal of 6-minute X-ray isn't just to read people, it's to truly see them. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the fascinating world of rapid behavior profiling. Now go out there and start seeing people in a whole new light.